July and August, Spain's typical months for vacation from work or school. June, July, and August are also the hottest months in northern Spain, so those 3 months are definitely out. November, December, January, and February are cold, snowy, and unpredictable. That cuts them out of contention. September and October are pleasant months, but I want to visit New Orleans in late October, and I do not want to have to walk the Camino to a tight deadline. So that leaves March, April, and May. In March, I will be coming back from a couple of months in Arizona, so by exclusion, I am walking in April and May. Since I have read and been told that the Pyrenees, where I will be starting, will likely be snow-covered and can have blizzards in March and into April, I plan to start by mid-April and finish by the end of May. That ought to give me the best weather and the least volume of people. The tomb of St. James was rediscovered here early in the 9th century, 834 AD, and authenticated, if that is the right term, by Theodomerus, the bishop of Iria Flavia. This was a stroke of good luck for the local Spanish nobility and clergy, who were having trouble keeping the Moors at bay. The Moors had a magical edge, a piece of the arm of Muhammad, and with it to inspire their troops, won enough of the important battles to discourage the Christian defenders. Once the bones of St. James were discovered, having been lost for 8 centuries, the Spanish troops had their own magical relic to inspire them, and the Reconquista began. St. James, that mild-mannered apostle, became known as St. James Matamoros, the Moor Slayer. He is often portrayed in Spain wearing conquistador armor, on horseback, on churches and cathedrals, wielding a sword with the heads of dead Moors around the horse's feet. In this world lit only by fire, the belief in an all-powerful and often vengeful god was almost universal. It turns out that, like so many other Christian rituals and myths, this journey across northern Spain may well have been a pagan pilgrimage thousands of years before the Way of St. James was initiated. The older Celtic pilgrimage is to a point on the coast just west of Santiago, Finisterre, Land's End or the Edge of the World, which was seen as a magical place by Celts, who thought that paradise existed beyond the far horizon where the sun set every night. The scallop, for so long an article of the Christian faithful, resembles the setting sun, and was the focus of pre-Christian Celtic rituals of the area. All of this to say that the pre-Christian origin of the Camino de Santiago may have been a Celtic end-of-life journey, always westward towards the setting sun and terminating at the edge of the world, Finisterre. St. Francis of Assisi made this pilgrimage to Santiago in 1213 and 14, as did Charlemagne earlier, and Pope John Paul XXIII, more recently, so I am walking in good footsteps. Of course, not only the good guys walked the Camino. In former times, all kinds of people could be found on the Camino. There were genuine pilgrims, traders, thieves, medical people, criminals who had been sentenced to make the pilgrimage, other people who, for a fee, would walk the Camino in place of someone else, often a wealthy criminal. It appears that heretics also used the pilgrimage route to reach the western part of Iberia. Even fictional heroes like Diego de la Vega, better known as Zorro, walked the Camino during the Peninsular Wars, disguised as a pilgrim, with 2 beautiful, of course, young women and their dueña, chaperone, as fugitives from the French and their traitorous Spanish allies. I have moments when I say to myself, what are you thinking to commit very publicly to walking 800 kilometers across Spain by yourself? Carol reminds me, lovingly, that I am 70, and young people will see me as old, even if I don't see myself as old. Other than my failure to reduce my own weight by about 20 pounds, I am just under 190 pounds, I think that I am ready. I have trained hard over the past 24 months, and have reduced the pack weight as much as possible. It feels very normal and comfortable wearing it. My hiking boots are well worn in. My preparation included a very careful selection of items to go in the back